Well, Sam, really good to see you here. Media Day at Donington. You've arrived with a smile on your face, which is good. Although you were telling me it's probably a nervous smile because you've been making some changes to your hospitality truck and you were keeping your fingers crossed that everything was all right in the high wind.
Yeah, definitely. especially in true fashion for me. It was a bit of a nerve-wracking journey. I mean, we'd made some massive changes to the hospitality suite, making my life easier more than anything. It held together. So especially in the high winds, I was a bit nervous about things flying off and stuff like that. You know, have I tightened everything up? Have I missed anything? All the various bits and bobs you go through in your mind thinking, I can't remember tightening that bolt up.
And you'll see there'll be those people who are fans of the BTCC who'll think that all you drivers have a glamorous lifestyle.
I'm definitely far from a glamorous lifestyle.
But you're back for another season, which is fantastic, with the same team at Napa Racing. Looking forward to the season.
Yeah, absolutely buzzing for it. I mean, the team, we've progressed massively with the team. They've moved to new premises, which is more suitable for us. So that's all been go. New design looks awesome on the car. Can't wait to show you all that. So it's looking like a really good start to the season.
How have you been getting on in pre-season testing?
Really busy.
Was that a nervous yes or a...
Definitely. A bit behind where I should be regards to how things have been going from work and everything else catching up. I'd like to have put a bit more time to one side to do a bit more homework on things before getting there, definitely we're heading in the right direction, and yeah, we should be good.
Lots of changes to the car, or is it pretty much the same package?
There's a few changes that should be good to it, so yeah, it's going to be interesting figuring out the car's balance again, because whenever they do changes, the balance always changes with that. It's going to be interesting, like driving the thing in anger for the first time, and seeing how we go on.
Have you had chance to test out the new boost with the DRS? No, yeah. Not the DRS. Sorry, somebody else called it the DRS. I mean the hybrid push to pass, whatever we're going to call it. People are calling it many different things.
Extra boost.
Extra boost. Let's call it. Haven't you got another name for it though? Didn't somebody say you'd got another name for it? I'm sure somebody said you had another name for it.
I come up with all sorts of weird names for things, don't I?
Anyway, have you had the chance to try it out? What do you think?
It's definitely interesting. It's going to make the hybrid package a real weapon in racing. The amount of power it's got, you're going to have to be very careful with passing people, how defending and saving it and best place to deploy it. And it's going to be a lot more mind games on trying to figure out who's using what, when they use it, whether they like to save it till the end, whether they like to use it straight out of the bat, whether to just go all out on it. It's going to be fun figuring that out and making the best of it. So we thought we were fairly all right with it last year, and then everyone kind of fell into a routine of, oh, we all use it here, we all use it there. And it kind of went a little bit stale. Everyone was just using it and there were no real gains.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it's so initial, like, punch off it, the turbo hybrid, whatever you want to call it, boost, is really good. And it really picks up and it really, really does make a big chunk of difference, especially down the straights.
It's going to change strategy, isn't it? And which means longer and bigger and more involved conversations and decisions to be made with the team.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a lot more of communication over the radio, which my poor engineer doesn't understand a word of what I say normally. They normally stood there looking at each other, scratching their heads, going, did he say car's on fire, or did he say what he's having for dinner? God knows. So yeah, it's and all I've asked him is how many laps are left.
Well, that's you should put those tapes together and put them out. That'd be good. What's your aspirations for this season, Sam? I mean, you're running with a front running team. You've got some great teammates as well. I know there's a really good sense of cohesion in the garage, obviously. But what are your personal aspirations for this season?
Yeah, I mean, the Jack Sears has definitely got to be the one to go for. We're going to put everything we've got into there, and we're really going to go for it.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, we should be up there. We should be in the top 10 fairly consistently, I hope, is one of our things. And hopefully challenging for possibly a couple of scratches at a podium. I mean, we got close to one last year, and we had a really good qualifying result as well, which was brilliant. And then when we was in the wet a couple of times at Silverstone, we were flying through the field, and yeah, we really got some chances at making a good bit of it. So yeah,
you had a decent do here at Donington, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, we got start of the season. We were really well here, didn't we? It were mixed conditions.
Absolutely,
we were flying through them. I think we got up into, was it fourth?
Yes.
Or fifth?
Yes, you did.
And then, one at races, we got collected, and it kind of ruined it for us, especially at the end of the day. It weren't something we wanted to come away looking down at his feet. But, yeah, you easily forget the positives in things like that. So it's one little bad result, like being a little DNF, through not your own fault, and you come away with your head down, and actually you should be walking away head high, because we've got a fourth. We made a great call on tyres in another race, and we drove the wheels off it in the wet and got back up there. And, it would have been amazing, really, and you forget that.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're here at Donington. We're in the media centre at the moment, overlooking the pit straight, and probably just below us here is where your garage would have been last year. And I remember you climbing out of the car, and your dad was in tears. Because you'd done so well, everybody was clapping and cheering, and I remember coming to you and saying, "Sam, congratulations, that was fantastic." And you paused and you looked at me, and I think if you listened back on the audio, you said, "How did that happen?"
Yeah,
I think you were surprised, weren't you?
I definitely were. I had no idea where we'd finished. They were all cheering. I was like, "Oh yeah, I've definitely won Jack Sears." And the next minute, they were like, "Oh no, you're fourth." And everyone was like, I'm fourth. Wait a minute, really? But yeah, this area, there's some good. I've had some really good finishes at Donington, especially with my home track. It's only 45 minutes away, so it's local. But yeah, there's some really good memories and some not so great memories. But yeah, it's part of racing, isn't it?
We'll remember We'll remember the good ones. Sam, I'm sure you're going to have a really good season, and good luck for this year. I hope you do really well. I'm sure you will. Bit of fun as at the start of every season. I've got five questions hidden here in front of me, numbered 1 to 5. You have to choose two numbers between 1 and 5, and that'll determine the questions I ask you.
We'll go for 2 and 4.
Nice. Evens. So number 2, what other sports are you good at, or would you like to be good at?
Sports I'm good at. Breaking stuff, is that a sport?
It could be. You could make it a sport.
Sports I'm good at. I'm good at rugby. I can run into people. I used to play for the first team at school and college. I was kind of one of them people that got put into any places. I was fast. I can run into people. I can deal with that.
Running into people is a skill.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, not that. So, what was your other number 4? So, which would you prefer to be, rich or famous?
I'm not that kind of person to be sat in front of everyone being famous. I'd sooner be hiding in a corner somewhere out of the way, having my own little pad. So, definitely be rich.
Good answer. Sam, have a really good season. Good to see you.
Cheers. Brilliant. Thank you.